Good morning, 6:21 on August the 29th, 2013. 16:20 this morning for the first mile. Not a great first mile, but not a bad first mile. 16 and a half minutes, more or less. If I take out the time that I stop to take the picture, probably closer to 16 than 16 and a half, but that's okay. Whew. Need to crank back here a bit. I really was pushing for the last 3/4 of a mile. Had some decent tunes on Pandora, and I was pumping. I also have the microphone clipped to my hat this morning. Try to cut down on some of the clickage. I've noticed that it's clicked a lot in the last couple of days, so see if I can't make the audio quality just a little bit better. My production value, as it were. So anyway, So I don't know if I mentioned it, but I did get the quarter share galleys back finally, the final ones, the ones with the sky and telescope charts sort of interspersed. It's a really minor thing. It's a really small piece. Really makes a difference. So I'm pleased with that. I got about 2/3 of the way through half share yesterday. Still haven't got it done yet. I did start the migration for full share this morning. I got the graphic pieces done. I got the combined HTML file ready to go. I need to transfer it over to the other machine and unzip it, and then turn it into a LaTeX file so that I can use Lix on it. Lix is supposed to use HTML, but I haven't had very good luck with it. So I put it over my Linux box and then run HTML to LaTeX conversion utility on it. It works quite spectacularly. I use Dropbox to move the file from one side to the other. It works out pretty well. It's relatively straightforward, quite easy. So what am I thinking about today? Oh, today I was thinking about the morning podcast, actually. There's been several people in various writers' community asking about social media and what channels you use, what ways you reach out. Now, I've long held that the biggest mistake a writer can make is confusing network with platform, and spending all their time promoting their books to other writers, when in fact what they should be doing is writing another book and talking to their fans. And the network stuff is fun. It's good. It's a good place to go. You really can do more together than you can separately. But it's not the same as writing to your readers. So I do have Facebook. I use Facebook mostly to talk to writers in closed communities where we talk about things like marketing, changes to Amazon algorithms, and tools and techniques, and mostly, generally, there are very small communities, a dozen. Oddly enough, I'm one of the larger fish in the pond there. It's kind of curious because I don't think of myself as selling particularly a lot of books in between releases. But apparently, I sell quite a few by comparison. Good morning. So, yeah. And then there's Google Plus. I spend probably way too much time on Google Plus. I'm a member of the Writers Discussion Group over there. And I talk about things from a rather contrarian point of view. A lot of people are really concerned with, okay, how do I get more traffic on my blog? Because the perception is that the blog will then send traffic readers out to find your book and read it. Now, if you only have one book, that's a bit of a problem. Goop in my eye. The mantra that I have been shedding, yeah, that too, spreading, is your backlist is the lever to lift your sales. And social media is the fulcrum on which it's braced. And while it's possible to have a really strong fulcrum, without the backlist, you can't really get much purchase. And that's sort of a pun. Actually, no, it's not a pun at all. It would be a double entendre, because it actually has two meanings. One, purchase in terms of the force that a lever brings to bear, and the other is purchase, which is the number of things you sell. So it's an interesting ideal where there's people who are spending a lot of time building up their fulcrum, building up their social media presence, which is, you know, an important component, but not necessarily the most important component for lifting sales. Because what's really important is your backlist. And I was doing some calculations last night, because the last 6 weeks have been very, very profitable for me. And it helps make up for all the weeks where I made $12 earlier in the year. It's still not going to be as much as I made last year, although if I can get ownershare out in a reasonable amount of time while there's still some momentum behind it, I probably will exceed it. But then the idea is that, you know, once I get that book out, I get South Coast out, what am I going to be doing then? I'll have 9 books up and earning. And the goal is $1,000 a week. So where do I have to be in order to get $1,000 a week? And it's basically 300 sales a week, which is 30 sales per title across 10 titles. 33. Yeah, about 33 sales per title per week. Across 7 days, which is about, you know, someplace around 4 or 5 sales per book per day. And that's a very comfortable $50,000 a year. Now, I don't think I actually sell that in down times, in slow periods. But the reality is that's, you know, with the next book, The Hermit of Lammas Wood or Cape Grace, whichever one I go to next. I may go to Cape Grace just because I'm going to do South Coast. I'll be editing South Coast. Although I do have to read Zephyr's Call. I don't know which one of them. One of them, anyway, I'll be doing. And so I'll actually have 2 more books out this year, Ownershare and South Coast, which will buy me some time to get the rest of, or the next book written and produced, so that I can kick off the 2014 in good shape, Monk Pole. So, you know, it's like, okay, 10. If I get two more books out, that's 11. Every book out means I don't need to make as many sales per book in order to get 300 sales a month. 300 sales a week. 1,200 sales a month. And at some point, I will cross over into, I can focus on writing pretty much what I want. And if I can really make 8 more titles happen in the next 16 months. Wow, it's a book every other month, holy crap. That'll give me almost 20 titles out there. Maybe what, 9 and 8, 17. So I'll have 20 titles sometime in 2015. Which means I only need to sell 2 books a day per title in order to make $50,000 a year. Now, to keep this in perspective, that's more than I made as a PhD. Well, no, not quite. It's close. It's more than I started at when I was a PhD. Wasn't the same thing I was making when I finished. But, you know, that's a pretty good second income. It's a pretty good first income, actually. And that assumes that I don't have periodic pulses where I do a new release and get much more than 1,000 sales a week. Not 1,000 sales a week, 300 sales a week. Yeah, 1,000 sales a week would be $150,000. Yeah, that is possible, but I'm not, you know, it's like, that would be very cool. I don't think that's going to happen. Although, I suppose it could. I suppose it could. So, yeah, this is a little glimpse into the financial back office of things I think about here this morning. So it's interesting. Somebody asked about this podcast. I must have a lot of really great content that I put out if I could do a podcast every day. And then I had to confess it. No, not generally. Generally, it's for the most part, whatever I happen to be thinking about, and sometimes it's interesting, sometimes it's not. I'm still in awe of the McTaggart keynote that Kevin Spacey did. Good morning. It keeps resonating, it keeps echoing in my head. The parallels between big publishing and the TV industry. The idea that publishing for years was the only way, mainstream, was the only way to get your books in front of an audience. Because the only way to get your books in front of an audience was to get your books into paperback and to get your books into a bookstore and then hope that somebody bought them. But with the ebook revolution, with the Kindle revolution, with now Barnes & Noble and Kobo, all that's changed. If Amazon decides to make their terms really unpalatable, there's two contenders for channels between Kobo and Barnes & Noble. And granted, Kobo isn't really selling too many in the U.S. right now, but they are quite big in Canada, quite big in Europe. And I've sold, I don't know, 150 books on Kobo this month. Of course, I have more books on Kobo this month. It's the biggest month ever, but I also have more than one 99-cent title on Kobo, which makes a big difference. So I got about, did I shift gears again? Yeah, I did. But going back to Amazon and Kobo and Barnes & Noble, it reminds me, I haven't seen or heard anything from iBook lately. Last I heard, quarter share had gone up, half share and full share had been rejected. I think double share is there now. Have to go back and look. But yeah. Progress. Gorgeous morning, holy cow. Sun's up. Got another one of those long shadows this morning. Smart car. Thinking I'd like to get a smart car, but maybe when I make $150,000 a year, I will. That ain't gonna happen anytime soon, so in the meantime, I'm gonna stick with what I've got paid for, I think. Ooh! Almost 18 minutes on the second mile. Not a long, not a fast walk, but it's okay. I worked up a sweat anyway. It's kind of funky. Oh, today I go to school. Today I go to Brian Humphrey's class and talk to students about writing novels. And hope that some of them will follow through and write a novel by Christmas. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.